This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. The little things. See a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. Zechariah 4:10. Despise not the day of little things. What Zechariah is talking about is the Israelites were captured at the end of King Solomon's era. They were captured and conquered by the Babylonians. And after 70 years, they were released, and they went back to where they were. When they were captured, they were oppressed. They were castrated. Their names were taken from them. They were given names that had no biblical reference at all. Everything was taken from them, even their name. And they were then allowed to be freed, and they went back and saw Solomon's temple. And as opposed to having Solomon's temple, they were given a tent. And they cried. You know, it's one thing to have something. It's one thing to never have something, but it's another to have it taken away. And they wept because of what they once had. But see, God gave them a tent and said, despise not the little things. He wasn't talking to them about the things. He was talking to them and talks to you, me and you, about our attitude about things. I want to talk to you about the little things, the difference between a Honda and an Acura. Are little things. The difference between a Marriott and a Ritz-Carlton are little things. The difference between an average football player and a champion, it's little things. Bonnie Blair, the skater, I heard her once when I was working for the Olympic Committee, said she worked hours and hours and hours, if not weeks, if not months, if not years. They'd take 2/100ths of a second off of her time. A little thing. I heard a swim coach say the difference between winning, placing, and not placing is when you come off the wall is one extra kick before you come up into your stroke. A little thing. Football is so many little things, and you'll win a game just a couple little things. I called one of my friends that coached in North Carolina after they lost to Virginia Tech, and I said to him, it was the little things. When you came down to cover punts, you were in the right position, but your players didn't have their knees bent. A little thing. When Virginia Tech fumbled the ball, you weren't broke down to react. You know, sometimes just a fraction of a second is the difference between recovering a fumble and not recovering it. When you lose a game 24-21, that's a little thing, which ends up being a big thing. I was talking to one of my friends, the coach of Illinois, and one of his players, his punter dropped a punt snap because he didn't warm his hands and didn't look it in, but didn't warm his hands. A little thing. I think he would have beat Wisconsin. It's little things. Every play has two or three little things. See a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. Every play demands your eyes to look for little things. It's eye control. You know, the difference between someone who's very good and very bad at anything, it's little things. The difference between a communicator and a speaker. You know, a speaker just lays information out there, but a communicator, it's a little thing. For example, a communicator will say things, and he'll give you a sentence, and he'll leave the sentence incomplete so you can fill it in and stay engaged. For the communicator, it's the little things. I want you to think about every play. There's just two or three little things you have to do. Get them in your mind before each play, not during. That can make you kind of anxious and overthinking, but before each play. There's two or three things. Get into my back pedal. Cover my third. Keep everything in front of me. There's two or three. Release off the ball. Get my shoulder down. Look the ball into my hands. Tuck. Two or three little things. Drop back fast. Set my feet. Make my read. Ball out quick. Little things. Keep your head on the little things. Keep your eye on the little things. See a little. See a lot. And on this day, can I tell you, I'm thankful for little things. A lot like the Israelites who were getting lectured about the little things. I have to lecture myself that I just missed the little things. Like having shoes. One of my friends just asked for money to buy shoes for children in Peru. I have them. I have so many. It's like water. My father-in-law raises money for countries that don't have water. And I don't even notice it. Little things. And you guys listen to these recordings. given me a big platform and let me be part of your life. On this night, let's all be thankful for the little things. And during the game, let's all be cognizant of the little things. This is Dr. Kevin Elko for the Thursday Night Pep Talk. God bless you.